Okay, you do it better than me.
Ellie King, ladies and gentlemen. Und ihr wahnsinnig schöner Song Remind Me auf Flux FM. Ich hatte es vorhin schon angekündigt. Emily King hat die Crew mitgebracht, die Road Crew im Prinzip. Wie Motorhead. You're on the road.
My crew, yes.
You're on the road. We brought the crew. Like Lemmy Kilmister, kind of. wir sprechen ein bisschen über die neue Platte Scenery, die auch Scenery heißt, weil die Szenerie, in der sie aufgenommen wurde, sich geändert hat. Man ist raus aus der Stadt New York und ein bisschen aufs Land und hat da diese neue Platte aufgenommen mit dem Partner in Crime Jay Most once again. Der ist auch mit im Studio. Außerdem sind Carita Law und Shania Johnson, mit uns im Studio. That was close, though.
Yeah, that was good. That was good.
I was, drove around the corner with the wheel squeaking, like, woo, made it. So, und wir sprechen ein bisschen über die Wichtigkeit dieser neuen Situation, dieser neuen Aufnahmesituation. Wir sprechen aber auch über Shows, die schon stattgefunden haben und vielleicht auch darüber, dass es relativ lange dauert, immer bis Emily King Platten rauskommen. Vielleicht wird das ja mit der nächsten Platte schneller gehen. Zunächst aber sage ich nochmal hello and welcome to all of you. Welcome to Flux FM.
Thank you.
How are you? Oh, this was answering in a choir. It's a well-oiled machine. It's been on tour. Oh, I'm loving it already. So how are you today, Emily? Is everything
great.
Okay?
Feeling so good.
Cool.
Yeah.
So happy that you are here. You've played Amsterdam yesterday, I think,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we played Amsterdam last
first
night.
Time.
First time.
First time Amsterdam.
First time Berlin, first time Amsterdam, Paris,
is
London.
Is it the first time in Berlin?
Yes.
What a shame, but why?
I know.
How?
Well, years ago we opened for Maroon 5 here, but this is the first headline show that I've ever
cool.
done.
Oh, cool. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That I will be doing.
And we're looking forward to that. Because,
thanks.
I mean, you don't have to buy Maroon 5 tickets anymore to see Emily King. That's an advantage. There's been progress, I think. I'm sorry. Sorry, Maroon 5, for not loving you. I can't change it. But Amsterdam treated you nice. Because I've seen photos on your Insta, and it seemed like Emily King in Amsterdam is like...
It was so much fun. It was a nice intimate room, and it got really hot, and we were all sweating, and just felt like we were in a sauna together, like jamming out to music.
Sounds nice to me.
Nice.
Yeah. It's an intimate place, the sauna.
Yes.
So, I mean, you all felt naked, and that's
yes,
a good thing. That's
exactly.
a good thing.
Exactly. Take off your barriers, your disguise.
Congratulations on Scenery.
Thanks.
Your new album has been recorded in a new kind of scenery, I think, right?
Yes,
because
it has.
You've left New York.
Yeah.
You went to a more rural area of the state.
That's right. 2 hours north, the Catskill Mountains. And Jeremy and I recorded the record there to have a nice change.
Cool.
Yeah. And
how important was the change up? Because I think you guys have worked together on various records now. And
yeah.
You're like partners in crime, but the last time I think it was your mother's apartment still.
Yes, right. I was living with my mother until we moved upstate, and that was nice. She was very happy about that.
Finally.
Right.
Emily, I love you, but it's time to leave.
I mean, we were literally mixing the last album while she was in the kitchen, you know, just like, it's too small. So this has been a nice, spacious change. It's been nice to go outdoors and there's nobody else around, which I'm not used to being from New York City. There's always people around. And I had to learn how to drive. And that kind of changed my idea about the album because I got to like drive and listen to the demos that
oh lovely
you know and then come back to the studio and then change things and then drive again and that type of thing.
One of the best things to do, right, with unfinished music
yes.
is to listen to it in the car. There's
yes.
stuff passing and if it sounds good in the car, it's done.
Right.
Because it has to sound good in a car. Even
it
for
does.
People who don't have a driver's license, the music has to sound good in a car.
It's true.
Yeah.
You can't fool yourself when it's just you and the road. And it was nice. We'd be invited to dinner parties or something. At the last minute, we finish the drum. We finally got the drum. And then we put it in the car on our way to the party. And then we're like, yes, that's it. Or maybe, no, we need to change it again. So it was...
And then Emily and Jay Moses arrived at the party and were like really pissed with each other.
Exactly.
Like, what's wrong with you? No, everything's fine. No problem.
That is
it's
real.
A nice party. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're enjoying ourselves.
That is actually from real life. Like we had so many fights before parties. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Just big fights. I think I fired myself from our partnership multiple times. I'm out of this. But it finally worked out. Before in the city, when we were working on our last record, it was always the train was the place where you listen back to your demos on the subway going somewhere. So this was a totally different experience.
Yeah, and I mean, in Berlin, you have many flats with high ceilings, you know, because it's old buildings.
Okay.
And as soon as you enter a room like this, your thoughts seem to differ from anything that you've thought before, because it's like more space for the thinking.
It's true.
Has that happened to you too?
Absolutely. I mean, you have this beautiful skylight in here, and that's the place that we record, we have a similar situation, and it changed everything, because I grew up in an apartment downtown on the Lower East Side with no sunlight. So my father bought these big fluorescent lights for plants, that they're like grow lights for plants.
Oh, wow.
Because he wanted us to like have
grow.
Exactly. That was the actual thinking. But to know that it's daytime, we would have to turn on these bright, like hospital lights. And it's like, okay, now we're having breakfast. So having natural light has changed my life completely.
It's such a sad New York story. I mean, the perception that we have of New York is always like, oh, it's such a beautiful city. Anything can happen there. Such a great cultural scene. But in reality, it's like small, dark rooms. And somebody has to put on a light that's... replaces daylight, kind of like,
yes.
So that the little kids can grow. It's sad.
And also, when you turn on the light, the roaches leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they'll be around unless you turn on the light.
But there was something like roaches that disturbed your recording process in the rural area, right?
Well, I was so happy because when you go upstate, there's no roaches, but there's other things. So when we got there, it was September, and there was crickets. There was like cricket season. So the minute we sit down and press play on Pro Tools, it's like, I don't know. And that was my cricket. That was my first time doing a cricket.
Jay, don't pretend as if you were like the best cricket imitator.
I think I have a pretty solid cricket. It's like this. You got to do the thing with the tongue.
Really?
Yeah, you just scream.
Your cricket is Latin American.
This is how we make
records.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Cool. Thank you for that insight. I mean, now I feel the ammo. I feel the whole ammo of how an Emily King record is done.
It's so unromantic while it's happening.
So that's your cricket, Emily?
That's your cricket.
Come on. You can do better than that.
He's a tough critic.
Cricket critic. Yeah, that's his profession, actually. Some say he's a music producer. But we know he's a cricket critic.
He's a cricket critic.
That's all he is.
Cricket. That's hard to say.
And I did it the first. I mean, it's not even my native tongue, and I did it.
That was impressive.
Let's listen to some music because I'm sweating already.
Me too.
It's like a hot sauna thing again.
That's good.
Maybe it's you guys. Maybe it's you guys.
It's us. We're just overheated.
You are hot.
I actually. Are you hearing about me?
What a beautiful song. Once again, Emily King of Flux FM. Look at me now. Kind of like a song that deals with the optimized Instagram kind of life that we're all living right now, right, Emily?
Exactly. It's tongue in cheek. It's more like, please look at me. You know, there's always that one person you're posting the cute photo for.
Yeah. You have 200 likes and you go through them like...
You're like, where's this guy?
The one person that I wanted to like this photo.
Yes, exactly.
He or she doesn't.
Then you got to think of a whole new plan for a cute photo.
Yeah.
A new outfit.
A new social media platform.
And then repost again.
You know, it's really sad. It's really sad.
It's sad.
Emily King ist immer noch bei mir im Studio. Wir haben schon ein bisschen darüber gesprochen, dass deine sich verändernde Umgebung ganz gut war für die Platte. Man ist rausgefahren aus New York und hat auf dem Land die Scheibe aufgenommen mit Jay Mose, dem Partner in Crime, der hier auch an der Gitarre sitzt, ist wieder gearbeitet worden. Wir haben gelernt, dass das ganz gut war für die Scheibe und haben auch schon ein bisschen in die Stimmung reinfühlen können, die hier innerhalb der Crew existiert. Es wird sich auch mal ein bisschen gekabbelt an der Oberfläche, was aber ein Zeichen ist für große Liebe im Backstage-Bereich. I was just telling people that you're teasing each other a little bit and that's a sign for a deep kind of loving relationship, I think. You know, as soon as you say asshole to each other.
Physical abuse, does that count?
I'm sorry, no. As soon as it starts getting physical, it's not a healthy relationship anymore.
My vocal is perfect.
But I think screaming at each other and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I think that helps a little.
Oh, thanks. We're honest with each other.
And I think that's the similarity between New York and Berlin. As soon as you love someone really deeply, you start teasing each other, right?
Oh, that's sweet.
You know, you're such an idiot. Yeah, but I love you. I love you for being an idiot. That's why I love you, actually.
It's a My Funny Valentine sort of.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. We've listened to Remind Me in the beginning of the whole session, and it's one of my favorite songs of the record. We played a lot.
Oh, thanks.
There's a few other songs on the record that have that gospelish kind of feel to it. Mm-hmm. And I love the way that you're phrasing your vocals, because it's always something unexpected is happening. It's not like one, two, three, four. I'm going to like sing this song for you. You know, it's like one, two, three, four. Things are happening in between the one and two and the three and the fourth.
I'm so glad. That's so great.
No, that's what I love. And I wanted to know if that spiritual feeling in that song, I mean, as a musician, you do experience things between heaven and earth that are not like explainable, I think. Mm. Some melodies come from somewhere and you can't explain. There's this thing called muse. Yes. Which is like a goddess, maybe.
Yeah, I would think so.
I don't know. Would you consider yourself as a spiritual person?
Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. I do believe that it does. I think music has made me a spiritual person for that reason.
Yeah, I can get that.
It is very miraculous when things come to you and ideas, and then the way that music can make you feel, it just connects you to something greater than what you're seeing in front of you in that moment. So.
Yeah. So music is I think music is really a thing that keeps you in touch with the spiritual world. Even I mean,
it is. Yes.
You know, we're in Germany here. We're into Nietzsche, who said God is dead. So yeah. I mean, you know, I'm down with that philosophy. Yeah. Really. But sometimes things happen in this very studio. And I'm like, there's something else is happening here.
For instance, this morning I went to a cafe and I was thinking about my friend Coach Amaya. I have to shout him out because he's an incredible musician. He lives up in the Catskills around near where we are. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about him, and just as I thought of him, they played his new album on the speakers this morning.
Wow. See?
Out of all the cafes I could have gone to.
Can it be coincidence?
It was just so magical. It was like, there's an energy, and I don't know, I don't care what anybody calls it, but I just think it's smarter than whatever we can imagine it to be anyway. So, but music is special. I feel lucky to be able to play it.
Yeah. I was just thinking of the Prince story that I read about you, that Prince once tweeted one of your songs and then you tried to brag with it and tried to show it to your friends and then the tweet was gone.
It was gone.
That's like the opposite of that story that you just told.
Yeah.
You know?
From what I've read, he was always kind of playing little games on people like that.
But that's evil, though. That's gaslighting, actually. Hey, you know what? Prince tweeted one of my songs. Yeah. Really?
Right,
show it to me. No, maybe it didn't happen.
I don't know. It did feel like it didn't happen.
Wow, that's evil. I mean, sorry. Rest in peace, Prince. But that was an evil thing that you've done there. Think about it one more time.
It was more funny. It was probably more of a joke type of situation. But I don't know. He's a mystery to me. We almost met him. We were scheduled to play at Paisley Park. And then he passed away. So rest in peace, as they say. What a genius.
Yes, that's true. He was a genius. He was gaslighting artists, though.
It makes it more interesting to talk
true.
About.
That's so true. There's some people who do like things that are a little evil.
Yeah.
And then it just makes them more interesting.
Story. Yeah.
And when I'm doing something a little bit evil, I was like, no, that was evil.
No,
I
that guy's
now.
A jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have to learn from Prince a little bit more. I have to check his art out. I have to listen to his music more, and then I'll find out.
Find out how to balance the evil with the fun.
Yes. The yin and yang. Learning how to yin and to yang.
Yeah.
From Prince.
Right.
Now you've brought the crew, the acoustic guitar. There's people actually standing at the microphones.
Yes.
We're ready to perform.
Yeah.
Which song are we going to be listening to?
Yes, please.
I'm already recording.
Oh, wonderful. This is called Can't Hold Me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Can't Hold Me, Emily King, live of Flux FM.
In the night, in the middle of the day, I call you over, but you always hesitate. Used to tell me we should leave it up to fate. Now I know that I don't ever have to wait. Close my eyes, let down my hair. I'm thinking about what I want's gonna take me there. Turn the dial on stereo. I'm thinking about who I want, and I won't let go. You can't hold me now. Only I can do that. You can't hold me now. Only I can do that. You can't hold me now. Only I can do that. You can't hold me now. Hold me now. Ooh. shirt and my satin lingerie. A little lower, little higher, change pace. Used to wait here, but you'd always be too late. Now I can go there and I never have to fake. Close my eyes, let down my hair. I'm thinking about what I want. It's gonna take me there. Turn the dial on the stereo. I'm thinking about who I want, and I won't let go. You can't hold me now, only I can do that. You can't hold me now, only I can do that. You can't hold me now, only I can do that. You can't hold it now, hold it now. Ooh. Thought you were my only love, but I found someone with the perfect touch and
hold me.
I don't wanna waste your time. Got a secret in his mind, don't mind it.
You can't hold me.
I don't wanna wait around. Say, oh baby, I can hold it down. And
you can't hold me.
I don't ever look no more. I'm the one that I'm waiting for.
You can't hold me.
For that beautiful performance.
Thank
goosebumps
you.
All over my body. I was singing along very quietly, so I didn't want to disturb.
So sweet.
The performance, that was so great.
We heard your percussion. It sounds good.
Yeah, I was in the song. I was lost in music. Thanks to you guys. Thank you for that beautiful performance. Really, really, really. Thank you so much
for having us.
Thank
Sinead
you a lot.
Johnson, Carita Law, Jeremy
Props.
Most.
Jeremy thank Most, you thank you for coming. Emily King, we love you guys. Please
we
come back
you.
As soon as possible. You know where we live right now. Just enter the studio, start performing, kick the other band out.
Oh, God.
It's like, no. Winston just allowed us to just enter the studio, so you leave now to any band. I don't care who it is.
Thank you for having us.
And
so
no
fun.
Problem. I want you to. I
and
really want
such
you to come
a joy
back.
To be around.
Thank you. Thank you.
You've
same.
Our spirits.
Same here. Thanks. Thanks. Wer heute Abend zu Emily King möchte ins Maschinenhaus, das Konzert ist ausverkauft, aber wir haben letzte Tickets, die wir verlosen dürfen, der ruft jetzt an unter der 030 2000 9000, Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir schreiben euch auf die Liste für Emily King, die mit Band heute auftreten wird, um das neue Album Scenery nochmal vorzustellen. I hope you're gonna be faster with the next album, right?
It's yes, not
gonna
yeah, take, yeah, like, yes, no problem.
You've already... Jay's like nodding. Yeah. What a sad expression all of a sudden on his face. He was like nodding and grinning, and then he was like, well, we'll see. We'll see how fast it possibly is. I mean, it's hard with Emily. Sometimes she just doesn't want to record anything, and then she
it
leaves.
It depends on the crickets, really.
Yeah.
The cricket critic has to let
the
us
crickets
know.
Are critical.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, and on that note,
I
want to say thank you once again. I'll see you soon, I hope.
Yes.
All the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you so much.
For the rest of the day, for the rest of the year, you know. Thank you for coming. Bye-bye. See you
Likewise.
Next time. Bye.
Bye.